Slaper Stadium on your Sunday night. A little Sunday night baseball for you. Right here on Total Country Bob FM, as Hunter Smith makes his way to the batter's box, it'll get his third opportunity to take a look at Nick Pennock, who's still out there for Cold Spring. And Hunter Smith, Reese, broke up that no-no back in the bottom of the sixth inning, his last at-bat. As Pennock ready to rumble for Cold Spring. Nick's been brilliant thus far as that pitch in there for a strike to Smith. As Pennock right back, and as I look over, there is activity in the Springer pen once again. That pitch missing down and away. There is not activity in the pen. Femrent and his bullpen catcher just hanging out, it looks like, for the moment. 1-1 offering from Pennock to Smith. That is missing for a ball. Now 2-1. Hunter bounced out to Jordan Barth in the third inning and had that single I talked about in the sixth inning. He's 1-for-2 on the day. Just two hits for the Bucks, as here's a ground ball to short. Barth up with it. Strong throw across the diamond. Shortstop grounds out to shortstop right there for out number one.
Good speed by Hunter Smith on the base pass there. Kind of a weird hop off the, looks like the front of the infield grass coming on Barth, but he gets the big Sunday one on that one and takes it easy for out number one.
JB smooth Sunday too, Reese, so he gets the Sunday hop as that brings Carter Chell to the plate. Chell back in, well, he's in left field now. Played center, pitched for a while, and now he's in left. There's the first offering that's in there for a strike. He has the other Anoka Buck hit. Back-to-back singles to start the sixth inning. At that time, Reese, it was only a 4-0 game, and they got those back-to-back singles, and they turned the lineup over, and we were kind of worried for a second here in press row.
We were thinking something was going to come of it, but nice job by Pennock. He gets two infield flyouts after that, walked the third guy in a simple ground ball, and he was out of the inning. Really his only threat of the day, put down with ease.
2-1 pitch on the corner for a strike to Carter Chell. Evens us up at 2-2. And the 2-2 offering from Pennock in there. Strike three. Chell out on strike. Goes down looking for out number two and strikeout number four for a brilliant night for Nick Pennock.
Fifth strikeout of the game. Four of those looking, though. So Pennock really getting nasty late in these counts and putting these walk hitters away.
It is five. Good catch. As five punch-outs for Pennock as this pitch hit on the ground to third. Van Loy fields it right underneath him. Throws across the diamond. 5-3 in time to retire for Shad Johnson on one pitch. And Nick Pennock with eight shutout innings for the Cold Spring Springers against the Anoka Bucks. He retires the Bucks in order here in the eighth. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. Springers look for some insurance runs in the bottom of the eighth inning. Coming up in 1 minute right here on KASM.
Join Elite this fall or just come and enjoy the great sport of bowling at the Cold Spring Lanes. There's options, men's and ladies leagues, mixed leagues, junior leagues, and rotating and sub-options. Cold Spring Lanes is open for bowling on Friday and Saturday nights up until Labor Day, and every other game is free. Give Cosmic Bowling a try every Saturday night from 9:30 till 11:30. Crazy lights, music, and more by reservation only. Call Cold Spring Lanes and reserve your spot at 685-8150. That's 685-8150. For your next construction, remodeling, or cleanup project, call Tom Kramer Incorporated for all your roll-off container needs. Tom Kramer Incorporated takes pride in offering Central Minnesota residents prompt, professional, and competitively priced roll-off services. With over 600 containers and two locations in Cold Spring and Glenwood, there's a container for every size job. Call today and have a roll-off delivered at 320-685-8226. Tom Kramer Incorporated, serving Minnesota residents since 1938. Good luck to the Central Minnesota teams in the 2020 State Amateur Baseball Tournament.
We welcome you back to Joe Schlaefer Stadium as a pitching change. Reese Hemish,
Logan Piero coming into the game to pitch. He was the designated hitter, so I believe he'll just come in for the pitching spot, or the spot that was in their plan coming into pitch, that was Dalton Hoffman. So this is Logan Piero. He's pitched in five games so far this year, 5 1/3 innings pitch. He has not given up an earned run, gave up three hits during that time period. A couple interesting warm-up pitches out of Piero, but either way, he's got the ball for the eighth.
The backstop is being tested here. looking around the crowd, Reese, nice afternoon yesterday for old Matty G, Matt Geislinger, watching his soon-to-be brother-in-law Alex Jungles play today. It's Matt Geislinger and the Watkins Clippers with a nice W yesterday.
They're really starting to get a little, I don't know if you want to call it prep in the Class B world, but you know, a lot of people like to make the picks, predictions for Class B. There were a lot of people starting to take Watkins to go a little bit deeper in that tournament than they've been doing lately. Watkins will play next, I just had it, they're next Sunday at 11 o'clock in Milroy. They will take on Fergus Falls. The Cold Spring Rockies will play at that same exact time in Springfield. So Randy will be at one game. I would assume he'll be at the Watkins game, and I'll be at the Cold Spring game. We'll have it for you. One on Castle, one on KDGG, if I were to make a prediction. Now, Randy's the guy who makes these decisions, so I shouldn't put words in his mouth or ideas in his head. That's a slippery slope, as Drew Van Loy jumps on a pitch right there from the pitcher Logan Piero, and Van Loy gets his second hit of the afternoon as he smashes one into left field. Solid knock right there for Drew Van Loy. So Van Loy aboard. That'll bring Brad Olson to the plate. As we are going to get a, are we going to get a pinch runner?
Looks that way.
Yeah.
From the,
we're thinking about it.
Can't quite make out the number. Is it, I'm going to guess it's either Nate Hinkemeyer or Henry Bolson. One of those two.
I didn't see. I was looking down at my stats for Olson. But there is a pinch runner into the game for Drew Van Loy. As the first pitch to Brad Olson, missing high for a ball.
Certainly looks like Nate Hinkemeyer out there.
So Nate Hinkemeyer, the pinch runner for Cold Spring. As Logan Piero, 1-0 offering to Brad Olson. That is popped up foul and out of play. Count evens up at 1-1. 1-1 the count to Olson. As Hinkemeyer the lead from first. Springer's up by 6 here in the bottom of the 8th inning. As that pitch is popped up. Over for a look is the third baseman, Hurt Zena. That one will twist out of play and make some of the locals there scamper a little bit. Hosting a state tournament, Reeves. Plenty of things to worry about, and then all of a sudden there's foul balls being hit at you.
Yeah, that's never fun. Everything close here in Shakopee. It's not like you know, your stands are far away or anything like that, way down the third baseline where you're safe. They are right in the way.
1-2 offering to Olson, missing high for a ball. Now 2-2. For the Bucks in the ninth, it'll be J.D. Wells, Casey Van Krevelen, and Trent Friedenberg. As a 2-2 pitch, Olson pops this one up, fouling out of play. And the count will freeze at 2-2. Some nice places to watch the ball game. That little bleacher next to the third base dugout, basically right in the field. Got another one of those right past the Springer dugout with some shade. Nice sight lines here in Chaco. They do a fine job hosting this tournament, especially in 2020 with the MDH guidelines and stuff. Doing a fine job being able to still have the tournament. Piero misses high. His 3-2 pitch now to Olson is hit into right field. Hinkemeyer has to wait for the ball to get past him. Then he scampers to second base as a solid single right there. Back-to-back knocks for Van Loy and Olson. Get two men on for Cold Spring here in the 8th inning, and we have an umpire injury here. The plate umpire is keeled over and holding his right knee. Thinking leg cramp, Reese, on a 80-degree Sunday?
I'd say that's a safe bet. Looks like he's trying to possibly stretch it out a little bit here. Tough one for those, you know, plate umps when it's this high. You stand squatted like that for extended periods of time, then you got to move around a little bit, and he's got some high knees going here, some interesting calisthenics from the umpire.
Getting ready for Spartan Youth Football.
And he'll get a little help from a Springer bat boy here.
Nice, Nolan Van Loy comes out and offers a
a sip of water to the plate umpire. Now look at the color of the base umpire's blue shirts and the plate umpire's blue shirts. They're different colors of light blue. One has a little more perspiration on it than the other, I'd say.
The plate up, if anyone was curious.
I'm going to bring Jaron Terrace to the plate. As Terrace on the day, had that RBI sack fly back in the second, line out to third, and a fly out to center. He's 0 for 2 unofficially with the RBI. First and second, nobody out for Cold Spring. Up by 6, Reese and the first baseman playing in front of the bag over there.
Not where I'd be playing first, personally, but not my game.
First pitch will hit Terrace right above the 1 and the 0 on his back. As Terrace takes that one, Jaron's aboard with a hit by pitch. And we're going to get a mound visit here from the Anoka Buck dugout. We'll keep it right here, Joe Gill, for the time being. As an Anoka player running down into the bullpen, but running right back. So nobody's getting hot or anything like that. I would assume the next pitcher is probably in the field. They have been for most of the day anyway, for Anoka thus far. It was just a conference, so bases loaded, nobody out for Cold Spring. That'll bring Alex Jungles to the plate, and he represents the game-ending run. As the conference coming to an end, it'll remain Logan Piero's game.
Didn't look like any malice from Piero on that hit batsman on Terrace there. Kind of keeled over. Give him my bad right away, so no one getting excited out here at Joe Schlipper Stadium quite yet.
Well, if there was a springer that was going to tick you off as an opponent, Jaron's probably not him. Probably one of the nicer guys.
That mean streak to Jaron Terrace, always in everybody's faces, never stops talking. He's got those fits of rage. They're all jokes, of course. He's a pretty nice kid.
Springer's everywhere as Hinkemeyer's at third, Olsen at second, and Jaron Terrace at first base as Alex Jungles steps into the batter's box as Jungles looks at a pitch down and away for ball one. Alex thus far flew out to right, bounced out to the pitcher, singled and came around to score on the Hanson dinger back in the sixth inning. 1-0 the count to Alex Jungles. Nice place hitter. Lineup flips over back to Hanson on deck as that pitch gets away. Hinkemeyer thought about coming home and threw the brakes on, decided against it.
That's a good read from Hinkemeyer. If you don't see it right away, you don't want to make that first out of the inning at home. Might as well sit put, see if Jungles can hit you in here.
You don't want to do that, and you don't want to listen to your dad, who's the manager, after you do that. It's a 2-0 the count to Jungles. See if Juggy gets something to drive right here from Logan Piero. 2-0 pitch. In there for a strike. Jungles taking the whole way. Now 2-1. First baseman Jason Barker still playing in front of the bag at first as the 2-1 pitch missing low, now 3-1. He's planning on coming home with a ground ball at him, or?
I guess I respect the Anoka Bucks. Not saying die, not saying, well, we'll just take him out here and hope for the best. They're probably thinking any more runs, it's really going to get tough.
3-1 pitch is smacked into center field by Jungle. Hinkemeyer will score, and the Springles will play station to station from there as the ball now gets away, and a great read by Olsen on the throw back in. Only was held up by Dave Hinkemeyer. The throw in from center missed the first baseman, Barker on the cutoff, missed the pitcher and catcher, Piero and Walker, and went to the backstop, and Olsen saw it go back there and said, I'm going home. So two runs come across the score, and it's 8-0 Cold Spring.
A tough play on that one by the pitcher there, Piero. Kind of got caught sleeping, wasn't paying attention. Van Crevelin's throw strong, but takes the catcher off home plate. And obviously with Walker not making the play at home, that one just sneaks on by. It was actually the first baseman, Friedenberg, who had to come in and get that one. So with that, it looks like it's going to be another pitching change for Anoka, and the carousel of position changes looks like it's going to happen again, as a couple gloves are getting switched out here on the Anoka side, and they're going to run with somebody else.
So Friedenberg flips off the first base glove and puts a infield glove on. And does this hurt Zena?
I believe this is the shortstop, Hunter Smith.
Okay.
I believe he's coming into pitch now, but I'm
curious where everybody's going to go. So Piero was pitching. He's got a glove. And we're going to get a Springer out of the dugout. I think that's BJ Halls coming out to pinch run for Alex Jungle. Looks like the Springers want to end this one. The game-ending run is now on second base. Karras will be at third, and BJ Hall's pinch running for Alex Jungles will be on second, so great speed on the pad. Still nobody out for Cold Spring here in the bottom of the eighth inning. That is Hunter Smith on the mound at first base still. That is, moving to first base is Piero. He was the DH and then pitched as well. So not the best outing for him here. He's four hits and four batters recorded no outs. Reese Emission, he had that error in there as well.
And not the best for Piero. Those are obviously his two runs that have already scored, and these two runs are his as well that are still on the base pass.
So Friedenberg is going to play shortstop. Wells stays put at second. And at third, it is Hurt Zina, so he stays put. So it's basically the switches consist of Friedenberg moving from first to short. The shortstop, Hunter Smith, comes in to pitch. And the designated hitter, Logan Piero, moves to first base. They intentionally walk Brian Hansen to set up a force everywhere with nobody out. And Garrett Fox steps up to the plate and interesting at-bat for not only the game potentially ending, but for a certain wager between two brothers who decided to joke around and make a bet to start this game. As the pitcher is Hunter Smith, his first offering to Fox, missing high for a ball, infield drawn in. So basically a base hit here with Halls, the amount of room he's going to get on his lead. Game's pretty much over, Reese.
I would imagine so, and the Springers are not going to be looking for a top of the ninth here to get some guys some innings. Dan Hinkemeyer is a smart enough coach. He knows that if you can end a game in eight innings in the state tournament and save your arms another three outs, you go ahead and do that. So he's doing everything he can to win this game right here in the bottom of the eighth.
1-0 pitch taken by Fox. Evens it up at 1-1. Smith ready. His 1-1 offering to Fox is fouled away by Garrett, and Fox in a hole at 1-2. Single in the first, double, and a run scored in the third. Single in the fifth, and a strikeout in the sixth inning. 3-for-4 on the day. Nice day at the office for Garrett Fox. 1-2 to count. Karras at third, Hulls at second, Hansen at first, as that pitch missing high. Now 2-2. How many times do you think that's been uttered over the years? A Karras at third, a Hulls at second, and a Hansen at first.
I bet it's been said.
Yeah. Got Ron, Steve, Russ, another Steve in there. 2-2 pitch from Smith. Off-speed pitch hit in the air to center field. That ball is caught on the run by the center fielder. Karras will tag and score. And the ball, if this gets away, it didn't get away. Halls now tried going back, and the throw is to second base. He will slide into third, and he's safe at third. Okay. So another throw in from the outfield is off the mark, and B.J. Halls anticipating that ball going to the backstop. It was flagged down, though, Reese, by the catcher Ian Walker. And Walker wisely knocks it down, throws to second. Hall says he's going to be dead at second, so he takes off to third and slides in safely.
And once again, Hunter Smith, the pitcher for Anoka, not backing up home plate on that one. They once again get burned on that. Not sure if BJ got caught out on the base pass or if he actually baited that on purpose. That's an incredible piece of base running by BJ Halls, but I'm going to go ahead and guess he got caught out in no man's land, but ended up turning it into a success.
So the batter is Jordan Barth. And Barth, a base hit away from ending this game due to the 10-run rule, if Hulse was able to come across the score. A savvy base running play from a Hulse from Cold Spring. One strike to count to Barth. Smith's pitch, that's missing low, knocked down with the backhand by Ian Walker. 1-1 the count. As Smith set, takes a look at Hansen at first base. 9-0 Springers as
as Jaron Terrace came across the score on that sac fly RBI. As this pitch missing for a ball to Barth, now 2-1.
Should be a pretty simple approach here for Barth to try and pull something to the left side with the speed of Hall's on third base. Anything to the outfield really should score him on a sacrifice fly. With the way that Smith's pitching, you'd like to think that Barth looking for just a line drive single here to end this one in 8.
2-1 the count, Smith's 2-1. That is missing down and away, now 3-1. As Barth was walked his last time up, he is 1-for-3 on the day. Had a very loud RBI double and came around to score back in the third. 3-1 pitch. That's hit on the ground towards short, and that'll do it. Punched into left field. Hall comes across to score. For the 10th run, it is a 10-0 Cold Spring victory over the Anoka Bucks here today. A clean 10-0 victory, and that makes it a complete game shutout, Reese, for one Nick Penick. Very nice afternoon for the boys from Cold Spring.
Yeah, always nice as a pitcher when the team can go win it for you in the bottom half of the inning. You don't have to do it anymore for yourself in the top of the ninth. So, pretty good job. Not bad for Nick Penick in his first state tournament start for the Springers, as he will end up going the distance after that shortened game.
So 10-0 the score.